when we meet. We have on the panel today Sandra Robinson and Michael Levy, both expert panel members, and our community member, Suzanne Jolly. Can I just acknowledge if anyone, or can everyone hear, I suppose, if you can't hear, let me know, but could everyone just acknowledge that they're hearing this without any trouble?
Yes.
Yes.
Just unmute all, Kerry, if you could, just, yeah.
Okay,
great. Okay, is that fine? Yep. Thank you all for attending. And as we know, this is the first time we're doing this meeting via Zoom. So bear with us if we have any technical difficulties. So can we, I'll just acknowledge that there's no apologies received and the panel declarations have been made, and I don't believe there's any staff declarations. Kerry, have you received any staff declarations?
No, I haven't.
No, thank you. We're going to go to the items on the agenda today. There are three items. The first one is a 405 to 407 Myrna Vale Road, St Ives. It's the demolition of existing structures and construction of a seniors living development comprising 6 units, basement parking, front fence and associated work. We have a number of speakers on this today, and our first speaker is David Baroni. My apologies. David, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you. The three panel members, the four of us today, we're all listening and you've got your 3 minutes, so you'll be timed. At the end of your submission, if you could stay on the line, as the panel members will be asked if they have any questions for you. And before they ask any questions, they'll identify who they are so you know who you're speaking with. So when you're ready, we'll ask you to commence. So off you go.
Yeah, no, I've actually just got three kind of issues. One's the windows on the second floor of unit 4. It'll be looking straight into the bedrooms and the bathroom in my unit, which is 403, my townhouse. That's one of my concerns. The other is the excavation work for the car park, whether that's going to be in any way affecting the structural integrity of my place. As well as the landscaping affecting any shadow lines. I know they've got the shadow lines in there, which looks pretty good. It's query what kind of landscaping they're going to do along that fence line between my place and theirs, and if that's going to have tall plants that'll affect the shade in my place. And that's really basically my three concerns.
Thank you, David. Are there any panel members who'd like to ask any questions of David, our speaker today? Sandra.
David, we just wanted to explain to you that the applicant actually amended their drawings to address your concerns.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
the windows are still going to be looking in. I noticed they removed a balcony, which is really great, and I'm really happy with that. That's fantastic. But there still is just a few windows that will be looking directly into the bathroom and two of the bedrooms in particular. They're still my concerns, but I just wanted to raise those. I know they have made that change, which is really good. I really appreciate that.
Okay, well, we might just ask the applicant when they speak to comment, perhaps.
Yeah, certainly.
And sorry, just for this, Jacqueline Townsend, David, regarding the landscaping, have you, you've said you saw the plan?
Yep.
And what in particular of that plan you feel may impede your daylight?
Just the size of the plants that they're going to put in there. I know they're going to put plants along there, but it didn't actually specify what was going to be along there, so I was just curious as to that.
Okay, So you're wanting a height restriction on those plants?
Yeah, just so there's not a whole bunch of shade now thrown onto my deck and my backyard.
Okay. Michael or Sandra, Suzanne, sorry, do you have any questions for David? No?
No.
All right. Thank you. What we'll do is, David, you're more than welcome to stay on the line if you'd like to while we hear from the applicants. Okay, so thank you. We'll just put you on mute, but thank you for coming today and making that submission. I'll now call Tony Maluccio. Apologies if I've pronounced that incorrectly. Tony's with us. So, Tony, would you like to make your submission? And I note that you're the applicant.
Our town planner was the applicant. He's retired. So the application process has come to me. Now, Ian was dealing day-to-day with Grant and council on this particular item, but I'll do my best to cover off the changes I'm aware of and answer any comments. But today, the client is probably on the line, but they're not speaking at the moment. We've effectively just taken the opinion that obviously council has put forward their comments, and all we're here for is to answer any questions that the neighbours or the panel may have in regards to the design. And I can go on by answering the questions that I just heard from David, if that's okay.
That would be good. Yeah, thank you, Tony. That'd be good.
In regards to landscaping, on the landscape plan that I'm seeing here, there's three trees. I would say they're trees noted on the plan that's on the southern side of the boundary adjacent to unit 1 and 4. Those trees are in the order of 6 metres and 4 metres high at mature age. Now, they're probably going to go in at sort of a 60-litre pot size, so they're not going to be 45-litre pot size. So they'll probably be 2 metres when they go in, and they'll grow eventually over the course of 4 to 5 years up to 6 to 4 metres. Now, that's something that's been asked for by, obviously, councils. It's part of the DCP, it's part of our proposal, but that answers the trees. It's 4 metres and 6 metres. The 4 metre ones are actually closer to the middle of that boundary. The 6 metre ones are towards the end of the unit, more towards the bedroom in the front portion of the units. They're the ones that potentially, if there's any shadowing, they're the trees that potentially will cast the shadows. So that answers the landscaping comments from our point of view. In regards to the windows, yes, you're right. We did address the windows to try and do highlight windows. At the moment, they are about 1400. Above the sill. We can go narrow. We can go narrower for those windows and go to 600 high panels instead of 800 high panels to give a bit more of a privacy to the neighbours. Likewise, we can probably put some architectural louvers on the windows as well if needed. But we're here to help. We're here to try and work through the issues.
Panel, do we have any questions for Tony?
No.
Michael?
Yes. Tony, those trees to be planted on the southern boundary, are they deciduous trees, as far as you know?
They are magnolia. Sorry, let me just correct that. And they're a glant bird. I would not know. Bird of paradise is one of them, and a crepe myrtle. My understanding is they're not deciduous, but they will lose their flowers and they'll lose components, but they're not deciduous, no.
Okay. And could you confirm those windows on the south-facing side, what the minimum sill height is?
Yes, I'll just do that now. Just bear with me 2 seconds and I'll give you the exact dimension. The sill heights at the moment, we've got them in at 14.
Okay, and how does that relate to, for example, your average viewing, I guess, height? in terms of a person standing there?
From a design point of view, if they're in the room, they're going to be looking up to the sky and to the roof. If they get really close to the window, yes, they can peer through the window and look down, but they would have to be standing at the wall to do that.
Okay. And just one final question. In the basement, coming down the basement ramp, there's a wall on the right-hand side next to the accessible area for car space 3.
Yes.
Are you able to tell, is that a solid wall? Or is that a wall that actually has some view lines through it in terms of cars entering and leaving at the same time?
I believe I've got a 3D view in my package. I'm just trying to find it. So at the moment, if you go to DA5501, I'm not sure if you've got the drones there, but there is a 3D of that sort of garage door and the situation there. At the moment, it's a solid wall because the garage door itself is recessed. However, that's more so for security, not potentially structural. If it needs to be a louver screen of some sort, we can definitely do that as well.
I was more interested about that visibility between a car coming down the ramp and a car exiting the car park at the same time, and just whether or not a car coming down the ramp would be able to see through, or just whether or not some other sort of treatment, like a mirror, for example, might assist.
I have to apologise on that. At the moment, the wall is there, and from my point of view, yes, there would be a blind spot coming down that ramp if someone's at car 5-4 waiting. I believe from minimal discussions with council, this was raised, and I think in the traffic report, a mirror will be installed. But I'll have to get back to you on that one because I'm not across the report in great detail. As I said, Ian was across this in more finer detail, but I can reply to it. I'll just try and find it. No, so it's not in the report.
Tony, if that was a requirement, the panel, that wouldn't be too much of an imposition to implement, would it?
I don't believe so. No.
Michael, did you have any other questions?
That's all my questions. Thank you.
Suzanne, did you have any questions?
No questions.
And Sandra?
No, thank you.
The only question I have is when you're talking about the sill, the window sills, architectural louvers, would that be the best form of privacy for the neighbour, do you feel?
I would like to go out there and have a look. The louver, from amenity from the actual building, I prefer not to do the louver because it's going to restrict sunlight in the room. I'd rather do higher highlight above the bedroom so then no one can actually see out of that window. That would be my preference. The louver is a solution that if you want to keep the window form and size as it is, we can put a louver on there. I can't recall the neighbouring window on how or what the sightline obstruction would be at this stage. So my recommendation or my first step would be make them highlight windows higher, maybe 1600 sills, and 600 deep windows. The second option from my point of view would be leave it as it is and put some louver screens in front of it.
Okay then, no further questions. Thank you. Thank you all the speakers for coming along today. And we'll reserve our decision after deliberation after you close the
meeting. This is Ian Glendinning. Are you going to allow me to make a statement?
Sorry. Sorry, Tony, I thought you were speaking on behalf of everyone there.
I was. I didn't realise Ian was going to dial in.
Ian, certainly,
thought there was a condition on the consent relating to the privacy aspects of those windows. In any event, they are bedroom windows looking into bedrooms and it's not such a big privacy issue. They're not living rooms. And somewhere I'm reading, perhaps the Councillor Grant, if he's there, can confirm, there's a condition on the consent relating to the privatised windows and the sill height.
Well, we'll take that up with Grant in our deliberations, Ian.
Okay. In any event, I don't believe that there's any particular issues with either of those suggestions. As you can see from the report, there's been an exhaustive degree of consultation between the applicant and the council, and I hope that we've now got an appropriate result. I believe we've got an appropriate result in response. I'm just available if there are any questions.
Panel, do we have any questions for Ian?
No.
No.
Ian, yeah, thank you. And apologies. I thought that Tony was speaking up on all. And Sima, I believe you're Tony's spoken on behalf of yourself, and you've made a note that there is also a condition regarding an internal mirror in the driveway.
Yeah.
Is there anything further you'd like to say?
No. I mean, just I'm sure the mirror has been recommended in traffic report, but maybe in the plan, in drawing, maybe we forgot, Tony forgot to put it, but it is there. It is in the report.
Okay. I've just asked panel, do we have any questions for Sima, Fiona?
No.
No? Well, thank you all for coming and participating in this new world of Zoom. And we will now move on to the next two items. So the item GB1 has concluded and we'll come back with a decision after we deliberate. Items GB2, I note there's no speakers, is that correct?
That's correct.
And so we will reserve our decision on that pending deliberation. And GB3, there's no speakers on that?
No, no speakers.
There's no speakers on GB3, which is 37 Kimberley Street, East Killara. Significant residential alterations and additions, including a double garage and first floor addition. With no further speakers, I'll bring our meeting now to close. I'll reserve and we will go into deliberation. So thank you everyone for dialing in today, and the decision will be on the website, council's website, within 48 hours. So thank you very much to everyone for attending. I'll close the meeting.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.